yetu kuikuna.
Distinguished members of the Indigenous Protection Bodies of the United Nations, I am from the National Organization for the Colombian Amazon and also represent the International Working Group of the Indigenous Peoples in Isolation and Initial Contact, made up of dozens of South American Indigenous organizations. I want to speak of the importance of recognizing the isolated and initial contact peoples and establishing efficient protocols for their recognition, identification and protection in the countries that have such peoples on the principle of non-contact, showing respect for their self-determination. The methodologies for recognition are of great importance. It's the first step to break their invisibility and provide safeguard measures. There are at least 200 registrations of Indigenous peoples living in isolation in Asia and South America, rejecting contact with other groups. We see capacity of adaptation, but they are vulnerable to contact since they are not immune to outside diseases. Their existence depends entirely on the forests they inhabit. These peoples are at risk of extermination because of the lack of protection policies in the context of forced external contact and threats to their territories by extraction, colonization, infrastructure, armed conflict, illicit activities and religious activities, particularly in border areas. We welcome the report on mobile Indigenous and transboundary Indigenous peoples by the Special Rapporteur, which includes the isolated and initial contact peoples. It is crucial, however, that countries with isolated and initial contact peoples move forward in recognizing them as collective rights holders with mechanisms to recognize them and provide adequate non-invasive protection on the principle of no contact and self-determination. Finally, we have systematized the regional methodology for recognizing the existence of isolated Indigenous peoples, bringing together organizations from 7 countries in the region. We ask the MRIP to consider this report for its future work and consider the need to make progress on registration within the